From the streets of Toronto to the backwoods of Bancroft, here's your Moose Country Minute with Mark Bonikoski.
Well, terrorist stabbings as seen again in the last few days in London are certainly more common nowadays, which is a sad commentary on the human species when you have lone wolf jihadis going out to make martyrs of themselves by knifing two innocents to death. I follow this crap since I've been close up into the aftermath of more serious terrorism, like the bombing of Pan Am Flight 103 over Scotland and the coordinated bombings of the London Underground a few years later. But there's a great outdoors story in the latest, because one of the three good Samaritans who jumped into the fray helped subdue the killer with a five-foot-long tusk from a narwhal whale that a chef to pull off the wall of a nearby fishmonger's hall in order to join in on the capture. Found largely in the Canadian Arctic and western Greenland, the narwhal feeds in the winter under densely packed ice for flatfish, and then on Arctic char and cod in the summer, able to dive down as far as 5,000 feet. During the 16th century, Queen Elizabeth I received a carved bejeweled narwhal tusk worth £10,000, which was basically the cost of building a castle back then. It is basically just the Inuit who hunt narwhal, not for the tusk, but for the meat and the skin, which is high in vitamin C. But to the terrorist in London who was immediately shot dead by the first cops on the scene, kept busy at bay by a long and mythical-looking tusk, must have had him wondering what in the hell was going on. That wondering would have lasted all of 2 seconds, and then it was out, lights out forever for another demented jihadi idiot. For Outdoor Journal Radio, I'm Mark Bonikoski.
Welcome back to the program. Thank you, Mark. What a wonderful story. I didn't know that there was an outdoor angle to that. Unbelievable. Welcome back to the program. Outdoor Journal, Sportsnet 590, The Fan. I'm Angelo Biola. He is Stephen Labadie. We have Derek Brandeo, Jessica Ellis, and now joining me live in the booth at Pine Post, our good friend Brian Pollock, Dive Source, Oshawa.
Good morning, Angelo.
How are you, buddy?
Very good.
Did
Pretty
you know
good.
About the narwhal part of that story?
I knew they existed, and I've seen
5,000 feet they can dive?
I can do 40.
That music, that jingle, that little piece of entertainment in the background, of course, tells us that it's time to do a little in-house safety. Our in-house safety expert, who has flown south with the other snowbirds. I was going to call them something else, but I thought I would keep it straight today. Our little in-house expert himself, Bradley Schlorf, retired, no longer with the Ontario Provincial Police. Good morning, Bradley.
Well, the flying south was at the helm of my GMC pickup truck with the greatest navigator on earth in the passenger seat, my wife.
Could we ever, and I don't mean, this is not a negative by any means at all, okay? Don't get me wrong. Could we ever possibly aspire to navigate anywhere without one of them beside us?
Be right. Careful.
No, because I wouldn't rely on that Garmin tool on the dash or anything like that at all.
No! How are you, my friend?
I'm great. How are you?
Oh, fantastic. Not as good as you, I don't think, because I would assume you're in shorts and T-shirt as we speak.
It's chilly here right now. It's 62 in the morning. It's going to be 80-something this afternoon, so...
Oh.
I haven't quite got a short set. I'm in fat man pants, looking out the window, drinking coffee.
What's on tap for
today?
It's an
hour earlier. You know, it's...
I know. I know. I know you're up early, buddy. Believe me. I thought about you this morning. Not.
Oh, did you?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't think so either. But, you know, I'm thinking about you and this Ice Fishing Expo. I'm hoping that I get real... almost live reports from my son and my son-in-law, who should be there on Sunday, and Brian Adkin. So they're all going to spy around, try and find you if you show up.
Oh, apparently, I've been told, anyways.
I'm going down.
You and I are going down.
Apparently. Oh, you're going down?
Well, you told me this morning that
I said I'm going down. I'm not sure if you're going to come down. I'm going down with my cousin. We're going to go get some. But you can come with me.
Oh, just like that. You threw me out just.
Hey, I was planning it way before. Come on down. You can hop in the car with us.
All right. We'll see. I doubt it. Vicaria, what's going on down there, Bradley? Tell folks where you are, by the way. Tell them exactly where you're sitting.
Port Isabel, Texas, and right now I'm looking out at a canal going to the Gulf of Mexico and palm trees.
Oh. And when is
a shovel or a snow blower or an ice scraper?
When is your first fishing adventure going to take place?
Well, we were out to the beach yesterday and thinking about fishing the surf. It should have been there. Like, the water was as calm as possible, but kind of had a golf date earlier in the day. So, you know, it's a big decision as to what to do, go fishing or play golf.
Oh.
Not shovel the snow.
Is a nap fit in there, too, somewhere?
Oh, yeah, there's frequently a nap after golf because, you know, we play early in the morning and then go for a big lunch. Had a big Taco Delight platter yesterday on the way back, like real Mexican tacos. So, yeah, the nap should have figured in there prominently.
Are you going to do any work at all while you're down there? Like today, for example, are you going to give us anything that we can hang our hats on safety-wise?
Well, this is kind of like work right now, right? This is as close as I get to work.
I figured that.
I look at the Weather Network, so and that's not to be mean and throw stuff back at people at home, but what's going on? It was supposed to be super cold. We're at Manitoulin Island 2 weeks ago deer hunting, and it's minus 27,
yeah.
And I see on Monday it's supposed to rain.
Yeah, yeah, they're saying it's...
What's going on?
I have no idea, buddy. I have no idea. I've given up on this whole weather prediction business. Completely. But
and, you know, to talk about how close Georgia College is to Lake Simcoe, Kempenfelt Bay, I saw a video, and I think it's from this year, of some kids skating on Kempenfelt Bay last week. And I can't imagine that there's very much ice, so hopefully real close to shore in that. But that's going to go away on Monday if there's anything started.
Yeah, I remember this. If this goes through the way they're predicting, we had something very similar to this, I believe, 2 or 3 years ago, and there was no ice at all to be had anywhere until mid-January. So hopefully we're not heading down that that path, but hey, who knows? Who knows anymore?
My son nuts.
Well, sure it would be. Driving anybody's son nuts. Anybody who's into the outdoors in the winter and snowmobiling. I told you, my buddy next door neighbor, Lou, has been polishing his snow machine for the last 2 months, it seems. Getting ready to go. And when he got that snow there a while ago, he was grinning ear to ear. Now, oh boy, not so much. So, anyways. All right, my friend, we are going
down here.
No, I know. You'll have nothing but good news, I'm sure, from the weeks ahead, especially your fishing adventures. I want to have good reports this year now. All right?
Guaranteed.
All right, my friend. Take care of yourself, and we'll talk to you soon.
Next week.
All right, Brad. Bradley Schlarf, former OPP staff sergeant out of Orillia, now retired
in Texas.
In Texas.
Look at him go.
Look at him go.